News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Many avid EP veterans, Electric Picnic veterans, were left disappointed yesterday after a long-running loyalty scheme failed to secure them tickets. Places at next year's festival sold out within 90 minutes, leaving many hopefuls empty-handed. And Katrina Redmond, consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner, joins us now for more. Good morning to you, Katrina. Explain to me how this loyalty scheme works and how it failed for many people yesterday.
So basically, the loyalty scheme is set in place for pre-existing guests or visitors to Electric Picnic. So people who bought Electric Picnics in the last year were entitled to register for a loyalty scheme. It gives them a loyalty code, a loyalty discount. So the discount could be as much as 75 or 80 euro off of the cost of an Electric Picnic ticket. They received the code before Electric Picnic started. And then when the tickets went on general sale yesterday morning, they had a code to input to opt for these discounted tickets.
Okay, so that's how it works. And this is to reward people who go year in, year out, as many, many people do. And also, I suppose, to encourage people to jump back in and throw their hat in the ring again to get those tickets. It has worked reasonably well from what we can gather in previous years. What happened yesterday?
So yesterday, when customers clicked on the link on the email that gave them the loyalty code, they were brought to the general sales page rather than the loyalty tickets themselves. They then had to queue along with everybody else. And when they eventually got to the tickets page, they had to use their code, which was a combination of digits and letters, to unlock the loyalty tickets. And it was then that loyalty customers began to realise that there was an issue, because it seemed like most of the loyalty tickets were gone. In fact, they were gone. Some of the loyalty codes didn't work. And it seemed like the loyalty codes sold out extremely quickly, and they were pushed to buy general sale tickets for a higher price.
And do we know what's actually happened behind the scenes here, Katrina? Do we know if this was a technical issue or if it was designed this way and maybe there was fewer loyalty tickets this year? Do we know what actually has happened?
Well, the email that loyalty customers got, and I was one of them, said that the loyalty tickets were limited and that the codes would only be available as long as the loyalty tickets were available themselves. So there is every chance that the amount that was allocated had already run out by the time that people started to report there was an issue. But in saying that, some people did report that the code that they had didn't unlock those tickets.
Okay. You're obviously one of the ones that didn't get a ticket, Katrina. Very disappointed?
Well, I did get a ticket, but I had to pay full price.
So you got a ticket for EP, but you didn't get any loyalty discount despite having been entitled to one, should a loyalty ticket have been available?
Well, look, I'm very grateful to have tickets, and certainly talking to other EP fans over the last couple of days, I am counting my lucky stars to actually have a ticket. In saying that, it would have been nice to get the discount in recognition of having attended before. But I can understand why people are very, very upset. And the thing is, when you're going for tickets for a high demand concert or event on Ticketmaster, once you unlock that loyalty code, it slows you down. So, you know, you're going looking for the loyalty tickets that aren't there. And then there's every chance that slowdown has prevented you from getting general sale tickets.
Any ticket
as well.
At all? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I see. I take your point. I suppose what Ticketmaster might argue is that in a ticket arrangement such as EP, where they're probably going to sell out anyway, they don't have to give anyone loyalty tickets because it would sell out with no loyalty tickets. So they will limit those numbers. And you know, not everyone. There's 80,000 went last year. There's 80,000 go next year. Not everyone who went previously can be entitled to it. Otherwise, they might as well discount the whole thing. Is this just a financial thing, a little bit like we saw people disgruntled over the dynamic pricing of Oasis?
Well, to be very fair to Ticketmaster, these codes didn't come from Ticketmaster, although they were issued by a Ticketmaster email. These codes were organised by the organiser. So, you know, it's the organiser's decision to issue these codes, not Ticketmaster. And the organiser recognises the value of the loyalty, the value of the return customers. And there have been times in the past where return customers have definitely made an Electric Picnic, you know, in terms of supporting them in hard times. So I guess you know, no, they certainly don't have to offer loyalty codes at all, but it does create this affinity between the customer and Electric Picnic or any other event that offers a loyalty code, and it leaves people with a bad taste in their mouth. And I guess those people who have been loyal at the past may not be as loyal in the future.
All right. Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is Katrina Redman, their consumer columnist with the Irish Examiner. Let us know if you've been affected. We're very interested to hear from you this morning on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.